Congressman Randy Fine calls for full stop on legal immigration until our security and prosperity is guaranteed. By Hannah Knudsen on November 28, 2025. U.S. Randy Fine, RFL, is calling for full stop on legal immigration until our security and prosperity is guaranteed following the tragic ambush of two National Guardsmen in Washington, D.C. This terrorist attack was led by an illegal immigrant Muslim terrorist who came in under the Biden administration in 2021. Fine said following the shooting in D.C. which took the life of one guardsman as the other fights for his life. We should be angry at the fact that Democrats let these monsters into our country. In another post on Thanksgiving Day, Fine added, deporting every illegal is just a start. We need full stop on legal immigration until our security and prosperity is guaranteed. We need to deport every non-citizen who practices Sharia. And we need to denaturalize every fake citizen who lied to gain a passport. Now. It's time to rid our country of Muslim terror once and for all, he added. The Republican congressman also reposted President Donald Trump's decision to permanently pause migration from all third world countries to allow the U.S. system to fully recover, terminate all of the millions of Biden illegal admissions, including those signed by sleepy Joe Biden's autopen, and remove anyone who is not a net asset to the United States, or is incapable of loving our country, and all federal benefits and subsidies to non-citizens of our country, denaturalize migrants who undermine domestic tranquility, and deport any foreign national who is a public charge, security risk, or non-compatible with Western civilization. U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, USCIS, Director Joseph Edlow also announced that there will be what he described as a rigorous re-examination of every green card for every alien hailing from countries of concern. The suspect in the D.C. National Guard shooting has been identified as Ramanullah Lakhanal, a 29-year-old Afghan national who came into the country under former President Joe Biden's Operation Allies Welcome program following the disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan. It has also been revealed that Lakhanal worked with the CIA as a member of a partner force in Kandahar, Afghanistan.